Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee meeting. Today is December the 15th at 10 a.m. I'm Oliver Mojica, the chair and the planning manager. You can go on for introductions, please.
I'm C.J. Cook from Land Development.
Gary Akers from Land Development.
Robert Sullivan, Public Works Engineering.
James Lane, Environmental Control.
Incon Kim with HPA Architect.
Ben Shortino with Hillwood.
Travis Martin, Planning Division.
Melina Perez Ramirez, DERC Secretary. Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Sarah Pearson, Fire Department.
Todd Morris, Building and Safety.
Thank you. Travis, will you kindly introduce item number one, please?
All right. First and last item today is Development Permit Type D1624. It's a request to develop, establish, and operate an industrial building containing approximately 476,000 square feet, along with all the on and off-site improvements on property containing approximately 23.4 acres. It's located east of Lena Road and north of Mill Street. The environmental determination has been that this is going to be an addendum to a previously approved EIR. And our motion today is to adopt Resolution 2016-067, adopting the addendum and approving the development permit.
Thank you. Do you have anything else to add, Travis?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. So, Chair, would you like to start us off? Do you have a copy for the applicant? Or
yes.
So for this development, it's most likely just a typical standard conditions that we have from land development, and we're going to require a full CAD categorical WQMP. The prelim was reviewed and it was conceptually approved for the use of the existing basins to treat the two-year storm event, and we're going to send comment to the engineer later on today. For that basin, we need a reciprocal agreement to be in place for the joint use between Cole's property and this entitlement prior to grading permits. Also, we will require an NOI to be filed with the state prior to grading permit also. And just a on-site lighting plan and the one-foot candle. One thing I want to mention is also this is also located in the assessment district 1022, so you have to work with real property to install the landscape and the street light that is being required. No more comments.
Thank you. Gary, anything to add?
One thing I want to add is the sewer. We just wanted to make sure that your sewer is functional for what you need into that building. Because the one sewer latch issue going across the north side of the building. Looks like you're almost running out of grade there. So I didn't know if you're trying to put offices towards the front or you're trying to put those all the way to the back northeast corner of that building. It looks like you're a little tight there.
Well, what we would do is obviously we would have the office on the westerly, but what we do is we show that if there was something in the east that it would work. So we don't plan on putting a restroom there, but we'll take a look at that.
I think they showed just like a few inches difference between invert and finished floor there.
So okay.
I think it's, yeah, that was kind of our comment.
I think maybe yeah, well, that won't work.
No.
Okay, but a good comment.
That's the only other thing that I have.
Okay.
Robert?
Previously we had talked about the right-of-way, asking for the right-of-way to be per the general plan. Talking with Oliver and discussions, we are going to be going with an amendment that was made to the general plan at this point. I am going to be, because the right-of-way per the amendment does not seem to work for the whole entire block. It only works for two parcels, which one parcel is yours. We would like to have the full improvements, however, or full right-of-way dedication, however, the amendment is in place, and without causing any more problems that we are with this location, we're just going to leave it as is. However, the next general plan update, we are going to be revisiting that to go back to the general plan, or at least understand the differences. If all that's going to be the reduced as what your property is, or going back to what the general plan originally had stated. So.
Okay. Will that be a condition?
The condition is right now it's going to remain the same. So whatever the addendum states, I'm sorry, I apologize for the parcels that were created underneath that addendum.
It's okay.
But it does attach to your parcel, whatever that right there, that widening is for that location, that's all we're going to ask for, if any at all. I apologize from the existing to what that one is, I'm not too sure, but I do know that it is not to the ultimate general plan that we're asking for.
Yeah.
So if there is any, it's going to be very minimal. I don't remember if it's at existing right now for per that amendment, in which case then you wouldn't have any. Curb and gutter is good, so you don't have to worry about widening that portion. There's a street light involved here, and then paving, we had gone out there, I think about close to a year ago now. Seems to be in decent condition. We're not going to require too much. Again, it is written here, if by chance there are issues of ADA or deteriorating asphalt, we'd like for you to repair and fix the portions of it. So, in the future, if you happen to do any improvements, you may get stuck with trying to do the dedication also. Just for this project, we're not going to force the issue.
Okay. I think we have the plant, the building, everything accounting for that.
Okay.
So that if whatever happens in the future, it won't be...
It'd be grandfathered in at that point.
An issue. Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty much all I have.
Thank you. Ted, welcome.
Thank you. Ted Brunson, hey, Ted. Water Department, hi. Engineering. This one's going to be easy for us. It's just a standard request for new services from the department. The department installed and any sewer capacity fees for the project.
Yeah, we have another one of those IBDA situations. We have an option.
I wasn't sure if this one was in the area.
Yeah, I don't. It does, but I'm not sure we're going to utilize it.
Okay.
Because it's under the creek, Timber Creek.
Yeah, there was a learning curve for us with the last
one. Yeah, and I think we're electing to go down, what's the name of that street?
Tennis Court.
Okay.
And I believe we did verify the size and the capacity. So I'm pretty sure that's what we've elected to do.
There's two different capacities, so we can get them on the same page. The capacity currently right now is the water berms for their treatment plant. The capacity that you're talking about is the line capacity, and that's what we'd be talking about on our side.
Yeah.
Technically, underneath the street light, the sewer policy of the Public Works, you're required to actually put the sewer main along the whole frontage of your parcel. We are not anticipating increasing that sewer to add any more because we are trying to, as much as possible, encourage people to go towards Mill Street. Ultimately, the location you're attaching to goes to Tennis Court Lane, goes to the west, and then ultimately goes south to Mill Street through an easement. And we're trying to eliminate as many users that would be going through that easement as possible. Line's already there, capacity will fit. We're just trying to keep it as low as possible.
So did I hear you say you're going to require us to put a sewer line in?
We could.
Medina? Because we did check that. If we did, because we had an option to in our southwest corner, we would go and then hit, but the line didn't have the capacity. The size didn't. Fit, are they? That's why we chose to go to and around.
The capacity itself is still there because that line that you're connecting to ultimately comes down to Mill Street anyways.
It does, but it, at that end then it has capacity, but not up where it hits Lena.
It's not the capacity.
We can meet with you on that.
It's elevation-wise is the problem is what you have for yours, not capacity-wise.
Okay.
So we're trying to discourage as much as possible, so we're not going to ask you to do the whole frontage of your parcel with the sewer because we're going to try to discourage it. Any other parcels, we're going to try to have them go towards Mill Street if they don't have the elevation problems as what your company has stated. Sorry about that.
No.
Clarify the capacity.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you know, because this is going to be a question coming up, do you know what the usage is going to be for that building?
It's a spec canal, but the size would only dictate to the count that we acquired.
And that's based upon, that would be based upon your sewer policy.
The fixtures, we did a fixture, an interim fixture count, and that's how we get our volume, and then we kind of give it to Thenus, and they go for that.
Okay? Anything beyond that, that's where we start looking at it and saying, no, you can't do it, because your land use is what basically dictates what you can use.
Okay.
But anything changes, not only does it change us, it also changes Water Department for capacity, and then onto the next group that the Water Department also has.
Right, so just to circle back to what Robert's saying, for the Water Department as far as the treatment capacity for the water treatment plant, Are you saying that you may or may not exercise the credits that you guys have with IVDA?
Yeah, as of right now, we're not.
Okay.
Okay, we're still in discussions with Mike Burrows. You know, he's sometimes he wants us to, you know, so that we can keep Alliance California pretty much all on that line, but I don't think this is going to work.
Okay.
Because I think we'll need a lift station, and then we need easements to get on the side of the bridge to get under the Timber Creek, and I mean, it's really a lot of work.
Okay.
So.
All right, well, obviously.
But when we get our design drawings, we'll come in and talk to you, you know, obviously before all that happens, so you know exactly what we're doing.
Right. I was going to say, you have my contact info, so we can work out the details of the sewer capacity fees. That's all I have today.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks.
Robert?
James.
I'm sorry. I was waiting for Robert to speak with you, or you.
Yeah. Would it be anything other than domestic wastewater leaving the building? We have a scrubber at the warehouse. No, you guys do have a scrubber dump.
Yeah, well, if we have a scrubber dump, we'll go ahead and take care of that. But right now, there is nothing. If there is a scrubber dump, we'll address it at that time.
Okay. So I'm going to give you our commercial industrial plan check procedures, a permit application. And those will need to be completed prior to initiation of any construction.
Thank you. Okay, Gracie, bring us home.
So the locations for the enclosures are acceptable, and you know the standard, 508, 8x15 for bin storage. I just noticed it looked like four gates on the enclosure, but it's only two gates. Okay. The standard. And then work with land development regarding ADA, any ADA access requirements.
If we put a design to the compactor, then we can take out that enclosure.
You can do compactors, but you'll need two compactors.
Yeah, one trash, one's recycled. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, but that'll be totally fine. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie.
Sarah?
A couple things. On the fire department access, the cabinet requires a 30-foot. So if you could just modify those numbers a little bit, you have the room. And then they also require a fire control room. Whereabouts, if you plan on putting that, who knows, do you have a plan yet for that? I noticed that your pump house is against the building this time. Is that your intentions of using...
What you think of that?
You've got to make sure you meet the fire resistant separation requirements, okay?
You wanted to use that as an architectural feature.
Oh, wow. Well, it could be an expensive one. It's like a 2-hour, so just keep that in mind.
Yes. Look at
Okay. But I think just really, since it's a cock, it would be caulking.
Yeah.
You have to improve the caulking. You can leave that all in the parapet. So, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then that standard requirements.
But do you like it?
Yeah.
We'll see.
You don't have to like it.
If you like it, it was my idea. If you didn't like it, it was in God's
idea. That's
what I'm getting at.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Time?
Okay, from building standard comments. I know we've probably forwarded them already. I don't have a copy with me right now, but that's our standard comments. New code cycle after January 1st, but it's a big box. Let's build it.
Thank you. Nate, do you have any questions? Or
Just one, Gary, with the lot line adjustment. We understand it's in Will Dan's court. We'll need that finalized.
And I do have a question. It's going to be reciprocal agreements for that basin, regardless of who owns the underlying fee. But is Cole still going to own both these parcels when you get done? Are you leasing from Cole?
No. We're buying it. Yeah, and they're going to use it, and we'll give them an easement.
Okay. So they want it in fee title with your parcel?
Yeah, yes. I don't know why that happened, but that's the way it originally was with the first developer that came in. So nobody wanted to change it, and we just picked it up. But it's literally a requirement upon closure.
Okay. For whatever reason, you want to change it back to your parcel instead of having Cole's end up with it, the fee title.
Oh, no, that'll be ours. We're purchasing that.
It's going to be one parcel up, including the basin.
And yes. Our parcel includes the basin. Okay. That's why we're doing the lot line adjustment.
Okay.
and that's a requirement prior to closing, which we are supposed to close at the end of next week. So if we can get Will Mann to take a look at the, according to Jeff, it was just minor comments?
Yeah, we had minor comments, and we resubmitted on Friday. And I know, I don't know how busy Will Dan is, but they were extremely minor. Didn't know if there was any way to expedite that.
I can call David now.
Okay.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Other than that, again, thank you for your staff.
You're welcome.
And again, you did receive the letter. We appreciate the direction and leadership of the city and so forth. And looking forward to cleaning it up. I know the neighbor, we met the neighbor last week when we were here, who's to the west, or no, to the south.
Okay.
And in his issues, so we've agreed to meet with him and help him, and he's glad all the tumbleweeds are going to be eliminated, but we're going to help him out with his fence and that type of stuff. So once we get into the design drawings and we get started, we'll meet up with him again.
Sounds good.
Okay, awesome.
One thing I do want to add, I do have comments that we received from the traffic division.
Okay.
There are some minor corrections to the study that need to be made, but none of them, based off their recommendation, are expected to change the overall results. So
okay.
Won't cause any issues.
Yeah, I did see this one. I prayed and I forgot to
I
bring
did forward it,
it
to Kathy.
Okay,
so
great.
See it
all. All right, thank you.
Anything else to add, Travis?
No, that was it.
With that, our recommendation is for the adoption of Resolution 2016-067, which is adopting the addendum to the Environmental Impact Report and approving the development permit type D-1624. May I entertain a motion, please?
Second.
That was the runner. That's on the opposition. Thank you very much. Congratulations, Ned.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas next
everybody.
Week.
Likewise. Thank you.
And I think that we will stand adjourned for our next meeting is January the 12th at 10 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you.
So thanks for accommodating us, Gary. Okay. So Gary, Will Mann said they're about done with it. They just got an email or a follow-up, and so they'll be sending it to you. So if you